and the song is called Recent Facts.
Planet of the airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
This is Chris France of Tom Tom Club, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Art Omai in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk. Art Omai Sculpture and Architecture Park presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Now accepting advance registrations for visits on weekends and select holidays. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Find out where the music takes Erin G. on the next Deep Threes, when we hear her distinctive take on the human voice as an instrument. Plus tracks from Kieto.
You'd like to know all those nights you paced the floor, praying I would make it home all right, believing God that He would someday save my soul. Well, He did, and I thought you'd like to know. You'd like to know all those prayers you prayed for me. Never one once fell to the ground. I know sometimes it looked like I was a million miles from grace. He answered your prayers, and I thought you'd like to know. I wanna thank you.
Yes, beloved mama. Ah, happy Mama Day, all you mamas out there. Mamas, mother, mommy, Nana, grandma, Gigi, godmommy, like a mommy, stepmommy. God bless you. And happy Mother's Day to you all. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you are here with me at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, on this very, very fine day in the merry, merry month of May. And we here celebrating. That's right. Everybody ought to be celebrating Mama today because none of us got here without one. Mm-hmm. We are rejoicing in our song selections. I want to thank Mr. Martin Randall of Martin AV Services. He had my back, beloved. I sent out my playlist and sent it to myself. So I'm going to give props and snaps and claps where credit is due. Amen. He picked some wonderful songs for me and you in celebration of Mama Day today. I think that's even better that a man was thinking about us and picked songs with a message for our heart, our soul, and our mind. Thank you, Brother Martin. God bless you and good morning. How you feeling today?
I am very well, and congratulations and thank you to all those wonderful mothers out there.
That's right, to all the wonderful mamas out there. And the less than wonderful mamas out there, step up your game. Amen. Get it together. All right. That was Miss Candy Staton with Mama. We have beautiful songs. Like I said, you know what we do? We're music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we have the Queen of Gospel herself, Miss Shirley Caesar, Bishop Shirley Caesar, she came to be with a song. Her project, Every Day is Like Mother's Day. The Pentatonics with Mary, Did You Know? And Willie Banks, Beside Mother. Erica Campbell with Well Done. Yes, beloved. Then after you heard those songs, amen, somewhere around there, we'll be back to share our spiritual social commentary. Right now, I just want this music to minister to you. Your mind, your heart, and your soul. Here we go. Every day is like Mother's Day.
I want to dedicate this song to the memory of two most wonderful people in my life. Mother Hallie Caesar and my sister Anne, who now sleeps.
I heard Mama say, Lord, I thank you. I thank
that I'm so glad about is that I never waited for a special day to show her how much I loved her. Mother's Day, Christmas, birthday, whatever the day was, every day was her day. Whatever she needed, if I could get it, I got it for my mom. I just want to say, love your mom now while you can. Show her how much you love her. Take her out sometime. Give her now. Oh, she gave me my star.
Gave me my star.
You know that your baby boy beside mother. Please, Lord, tell her.
Call me one time, that's all I really need, just till I see you
one time.
You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna hear you say,
call me
one time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see you
one time.
I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing.
Yeah.
Miss Erica Campbell, look at you. We got some more music for the mind, the body, and the soul. And so coming up, we do have for you, Jessica Reedy, Something Out of Nothing, and Endow Me. Oh, Lord, one of my old-time favorites. Yes, beloved. After that, You Deserve It, J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise. And then we'll be back with a song, a Sunday spiritual social commentary after that.
Lord, I try so hard to be the best that I could be. It's like every time I take one step, something's right in front of me. Lord, where would I be without your grace and mercy? Now I have one question, Lord, why?
spoke and I was so well, I'll never know. My life was heading out of control. Somehow I shifted into overload. But then you came and did a work in me. Out of everything I once was, somehow you saw a masterpiece.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York, listener-supported radio for open ears. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. You're right here with me on WGXC with music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Well, here we go. More music with your name on it. Happy Mother's Day.
In love. yours, you shall get it. Speak to yourself, Lord.
Everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song.
Say it.
All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you. hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on in concert and say,
my hallelujah belongs to you.
Hallelujah belongs to you. I know I've got some people that want to give God some praise out there. You want to say hallelujah with me? Hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. Sometimes that's all I can say to God is hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Oh my God. Sometimes it's through tears of joy. Sometimes it's through tears of pain. Sometimes it's through tears of stress, but I praise the Lord. I tell you, it is a stress reliever. It brings the blessings of heaven into the earth, beloved. Hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you, God. I love that. Thank you, Brother Randall, for picking that one out too. And so, yes, beloved, it is Mother's Day. And I do want to shout out to my birth mother, Evangelist Dolores Prescott. Praise be to God, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day to you. I also want to shout out my spiritual mothers, Reverend Dr. Elaine McCollins Flake, who last week became, or a week or so ago, became the senior pastor, succeeding her husband, the Reverend Dr. Retired Congressman Floyd H. Flake, as the pastor of the Greater Allen AME Cathedral of New York, the first woman in the AME church to pastor a mega church. Oh my goodness. Snaps and claps out to you, Reverend Mother, and also to my other Reverend Mother, Bishop Barbara Lucas. Happy Mother's Day to you. And also, I want to shout out, they're gone on from this life, but my stepmothers. I didn't have wicked stepmothers. Amen. I had blessed women of God, Ms. Raynoma Gordy Singletary and Sister Mother Barbara Randolph Scott Singletary. Barbara Randolph Singletary. I have a friend, Barbara Scott. She's been in my thoughts today. So, but happy Mother's Day to you too, Barbara Scott. And to all y'all out there, my princess prayer warriors. All you and all those mothers in the Lord who pastor people, who evangelize, who are missionaries and Sunday school teachers. I just want to shout out to all of y'all and to those of you who do your thing 24 hours a day, 9 to 5 somewhere else, or that first, second, third shift somewhere, and then come home and do it all again. Shouts to you. And those of you who are retired, those of you who are raising grandchildren and some raising their great grandchildren. Happy Mother's Day to you all. I pray that something you hear today, something you've heard today, have helped you to have a wonderful Mother's Day. And it'll only get better from here, because you know what? You're here with me, WGXC, where there is a bright side somewhere. I want to share something that, you know, was on my heart, and it just won't leave me alone. It might be a little, you know, they like to say dark, but I just think it shows us a little light, all right? And that is a word from God in 2 Samuel, the book of 2 Samuel. The book of Samuel was broken into two parts by, you know, those greater minds than mine. But 2 Samuel chapter 21 and verse 10, all right? Thinking about it last night, thinking about it this morning, and this story always gets to me, or this verse always gets to me. It says, and Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for her upon the rock from the beginning of harvest until water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the bird of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. Now, what is that all about? Let me tell you very quickly. Let me give you the story, the rundown. So there was, you know, that situation with David, and, you know, he had enemies. His own family members sometimes were enemies out to get him. The king, okay, the king Saul, who was jealous of him and felt threatened by him, was out to get him. He ended up dying in battle, the king Saul and his son Jonathan. And so David, you know, he's making allies, and he's talking to some of the people who have similarly been wronged by Saul. And he talks to the Gibeonites, and, you know, they say, okay, well, you know, look, to make amends and restitution, you know, there's some things that we want you to do. David said, tell me, you know, what we can do to, you know, seal the deal and be allies. And they said, well, give us, you know, of the people who did us some harm, give us seven. Just give us seven. We'll call it dead. We'll call it the deal sealed, and we'll squash everything. And so David, you know, he gave them five of Saul's daughter-in-law children, Saul's daughter, his wife, Michael's, five of her children. And he also gave two of the children of Rizpah to the king of Gibeon. And they were hanged, okay? And they were hanged. And, you know, who can understand the pain of a mother who has to bury a child, or the pain of a mom whose child has left her prematurely, life taken away, life cut down? It's just a grief that's unbearable, but by the grace of God, made bearable. And so Rizpah goes out, and Rizpah is not going to let the birds defile her child, her children. She's not going to let the beasts come and pick on their flesh. So she stands out there for seasons, okay? The harvest season, the rainy season, she's out there beating those birds away by day, beating those beasts away by night. They're not going to defile her children. And that story always speaks out to me, because, you know, it shows a mother power and a mother determination and a mother's love for her children. And that's the kind of love that we see evidenced today, beloved. I'm thinking of the mothers who have lost their children to gun violence in our country, and who have formed themselves, Mothers Against Murder and Black Lives Matter movement moms, and those who are taking their pain from the loss of their child and pushing forward and saying, you're not going to defile the memory of my child. You're not going to defile the legacy of my child. We're going to fight. We're going to beat back these vultures, these beasts, these brutes. Come on here, somebody. We're going to beat them back. But you know what, beloved? Some of us have children, and they're not under the ground, but they're atop ground, and they're not living their best life. They are not fulfilling their purpose in Christ and God for what they were brought into this world to do. And sometimes you're tempted to give up and call it quits and say there's nothing more I can do. But like Rizpah, beloved, I'm telling you, I know this word is for somebody out there. You got to beat them vultures back. You got to beat them beasts back. You're not going to have my child. My child shall live and not die. My child shall fulfill their call, their purpose in this world. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know who God is able. I know who God is. And I know if he's done it before, he'll do it again. And if God needs me to be the one to beat back the beasts, the vultures, the birds, I will do it. I will stand on the rock, Jesus Christ, the rock of my salvation. I'll stand on that rock that will not fall and not fail. I'll stand on that rock, and I'll use what God gives me. I'll use my voice. I'll use my hands, and I will use my faith. I will fight for my child, and my child shall live and not die. You know, beloved, we had this past week, National Day of Prayer, And it was a call to pray for America. And, you know, we had our call. And it's a good thing we did, too, because I tried to find it on the TV and I couldn't find the channels for CBN or the God channel anywhere on the spectrum dial. And so in my home church also, I was having trouble getting into just Zoom. I said, thank you, God, that overcomers did have prayer for National Day of Prayer. And I tell you, beloved, there were several of us pastors and mothers and grandmothers, and we were crying out for the Lord in the theme to pour out life and pour out love and pour out liberty. I tell you, beloved, that was our way of beating back the vultures, beating back those things in this world and spiritual forces and wickedness and high places, rulers of darkness that come against our families, our children, and rob them of love, rob them of feeling love, of being able to love or knowing God's love. We were beating back those beasts, those birds, those vultures, you know, and crying out to God. And so, beloved, that's my word on this Mother's Day. There's a bright side somewhere in here, because check it out. When they get to verse 14, it said, well, before verse 14, it says in verse 11 that King David was told about what Rizpah was doing. King David was influenced by what she did. And he went out and he got the bones of Saul, the king, Jonathan, the prince, and those seven that were hung, including Rizpah's children, and gave them proper burial, gave them honor. Restored dignity. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Sometimes we just have to stand in the gap till someone else step up, till we get the attention of someone in power and authority who can do something and who will do something. I'm telling you, beloved, this story speaks to me all the time. And I just hope it helps you too. Yes, beloved, you can have influence with others by your prayers and your deeds to fight for our children. Not let them die. We're fighting for our children today, beloved. Those that are getting left behind because of this remote learning. We're fighting for our children today, beloved. Those who are being targeted by pharma companies and tobacco companies and alcohol companies and vaping companies. We're fighting for our children today, beloved. Those who are trying to convince them that prayer don't work and God ain't real. We're fighting for our children today. Amen. I know it's a day of rest. It's okay. We can rest for a few minutes today. But like Rizpah, man, I'm standing on that rock. I'm beating back them beasts, them birds, them vultures. And my children, your children, shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord and to give God praise for his good grace and gift of salvation. And that's my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. Amen. I hope that you will be blessed in the hearing of it. We're going to come back now with a little bit of music before we close out for the night, for the day, for the morning. And this one is Never Be Another Like My Mother. Melvin Crouch. Melvin Couch. Hear and be blessed.
When I needed you and you were not there, you were there to tuck the pillow under my head at night. You were there every morning to make sure that my shoes was on right. And when I fell down, you were there to kiss away the pain. You were there, Mama, through the sunshine. But you see, I'm all grown up now. But there's one thing that I will never, ever forget to do. And that's thank God for giving me to you. I remember what my mother used to say. Well, thank you. Night
when she kneeled us down to pray. Oh, glory be to God. With a sincere, loving prayer, she'd ask the Lord to keep us in His loving care. Please, Jesus,
there will never,
oh, thank you, Lord,
be another,
oh yeah,
like my brother.
Now listen, her words I used to hear when I was going astray. Oh yes, I did. Each night, Mama would call us in to get on our knees and pray. Glory be to God. She'd say, Lord, forgive my child, renew his spirit, and make him strong. Please, Jesus.
Beloved, remember, no matter how great the day is, how low the clouds may be, the sun is still there. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. And have yourself a wonderful, blessed Mother's Day. Because God loves you, and I do too. Till we speak again, God bless you. Have a great day. Goodbye.
But every time I think about mama's tears.